We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Geirin, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Chof Gimel. In the previous Shir, Rav Nosson Zal spoke about nighttime, he spoke about Chatzos, what happens at midnight, and now he's continuing in that discussion that for a person who got up at midnight and did what they were supposed to, then it leads into the morning. Paragraph Chof Gimel, Vezeh Bechinas Tzitzis Utfilin, Shizmanon Mishehera Yoim. Based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand more deeply the mitzvahs of tzitzis and tefillin, where they are to be performed specifically by day. Ki tzitzis utfillin heim bechinas igula veribua kanal, yod v'shem anal. Because we've mentioned several times so far in this halacha, based on what Rabbeinu Zal said in Likutei Moran Torah Nun Tes, that Mishpat was referred to as Igula Varibua, a circle and a square. And it was also referred to as Yad Vashem, a hand and a name or a reputation. And Rav Nosson Zal tied a number of things into that. Now he's going to tie the mitzvah of Tzitzis and Tefillin into that. Tzitzis, Subechinas, Igula. Tzitzis is associated with the circle. Bechinas Kisei Hanal, which we said was associated with the throne. Ki tzitzis hu bechinas makifin, bechinas igulin, kemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal. Because tzitzis is something that encircles the body. It encircles the person. And al pi kabbalah, it's referred to as makifin. Makif means something like a halo, something that encircles and surrounds something, which is like an eagle. Vehem bechinas kisei, and the tzitzis are also associated with the throne of Hashem, ki tcheles kursaya dedina, because the tcheles, which is the most important thread and color of the tzitzis, the tcheles corresponds to the throne of Hashem. Ukemuva betikunim, as is brought in the Tikkuni Zohar, ubatzitzis mesakein kursaya lekutshe brichu. That with the mitzvah of tzitzis, a Jew prepares a throne for Hashem. So we see the connection between tzitzis and the throne. Tefillin heim bechinas ribua, whereas tefillin are associated with the square. Bechinas tefillin merubon bitforon valachsoinon varba parshia. Exactly. We know that one of the most critical halachas of tefillin is that they have to be perfectly square. And where the batim are sewn together, the base of the bayis also has to be perfectly square, and the diagonal has to also be in perfect shape with that square. The arba parshios, and tefillin are also composed of four parshios, shekol ze b'chinas ribua, b'chinas mishpatanal. All of that is a concept of the square. A square is four equal sides, which is an aspect of Mishpat, as we learned earlier, that both the Igula and Ribua were associated with Mishpat. Ki tefillin loshen Mishpat, kemuva, because the word tefillin is associated with just judgment, as is brought in Sforim, loshen plila. We know that there's a person who commits a crime is called plili. Plili means a criminal act, and the word plili, plila, also means judgment or justice, and tefillin comes from that word plil. Ki mishpat hu bechinas moichin kanal, because as we learned earlier, mishpat, judgment or justice, comes from the brain, from the chachma and bina of the person. Sheze bechinas tefillin, shein bechinas moichin ki yadua. And that's what tefillin is all about, because the Sforim tell us a person puts on tefillin to activate and to start up and to enhance the brain, the moichin, the sechel. The Shabbos, shehu bitul hora kanal. Shabbos, we mentioned earlier, is a time when all evil disappears. It's eliminated completely. Al kein ein tzrichin oz lo'er mishpat. Therefore, on Shabbos, there's no need to have the courts to open up a mishpah, have mishpah justice, because there's no one to judge. The bad guys have been eliminated completely when it comes to Shabbos. V'alkein ein donin b'Shabbos v'yontif. And it's for this reason that on Shabbos and Yontif, the Jewish courts are not in session. V'alkein ein manichin tefillin b'Shabbos. And this is also why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Ki oz ein tzrichin lo'ira mishpotan alevatel hora. Because on Shabbos, there's no need for us to do a physical action, a mitzvah, to activate the mishpat in order to eliminate the ra. Ki oz hashchina sheveses kanal. Because on Shabbos, the shechina, which is the aspect of Hashem that's involved most in the mishpat, in being mevarer birurim, in sorting out the good from the bad, on Shabbos, the shechina rests. Paragraph Chav Dalet. V'alkein koidim Shabbos sh'oz oilin kol hanitzutzos v'nechlolim b'gdusha b'chnisas Shabbos. Therefore, right before Shabbos is about to begin, when all the sparks of Kedusha that we dealt with during the week, all the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that we did and that the Shekhinah was involved in being mevarer, right before Shabbos is when all of them are really formally brought into the Kedusha. U'misyorin shelo yisachsu haklipos horoim gamkein. And we're very afraid that together with these sparks of Kedusha, which were rescued, they were taken out of the klipos, were afraid that some of the klipos might try to sneak in along with them. Because these sparks of Kedusha came from the mud. They still have a little bit of that mud on them sometimes. And what happens is that some of the real mud might try to cling to them in order to get into the Kedusha, in order to come into Shabbos, in order to come into the realm of Kedusha. Alkein yoyred shalhuva de'isha. Therefore, the Zohar HaKodesh tells us that on Erev Shabbos, there's a fire, a beam of fire that comes down from heaven, the Soyrefoysum, in order to burn, to destroy those klipos which would try to sneak into the Kedusha together with those sparks that were rescued from the klipos throughout the week that are being brought into the Kedusha. These guys are trying to jump on the bandwagon and come in also. So this beam of fire comes down from heaven and severs, slices them apart and makes sure that only the sparks of Kedusha are able to enter into the realm of the Kedusha, not these klipos that represent Ra Gomor. Hainu b'chinas eish hamishpotanal. Rav Nosson Zal says that this shalhuva de'isha that the Zohar HaKodesh speaks about, that's this eish hamishpot that we're learning about here. V'ze b'chinas rechitzas chamen berev Shabbos kiyadua. This is why we have a very, very important custom to bathe in hot water on Erev Shabbos. By our physical action down here on earth of bathing in hot water on Erev Shabbos, that's what activates that shalhuva de'isha up in heaven, that Hashem sends down that fire, that spiritual fire, that ensures us that the klipos will not be able to enter into the kedusha. V'achar kach toivlin b'mikveh. After the hot shower or the hot bath, we toivel in the mikveh. Shehu b'chinas ribua. A mikveh symbolizes the ribua, the square. Bechinas mem hanal. We said that the ribua, the square, is like the mem sofit. Bechinas mem so shel hamikvah. That's the 40 so of a mikvah, the basic size of a mikvah. Kikis sheyoyred eish hamishpot lisroif esora. Because when this heavenly fire comes down in order to destroy the ra, azai acharkach nishar hamishpot rak bebechinas rachamim v'chasodim. Then the justice and the judgment has only kindness and rachmonus. Bechinas meimei hachasodim, the waters of chesed. Bechinas vayogel kamayim mishpot, the justice flowed like water. So we see that mishpot, which we usually associate with gvura, judgment, harshness, din, when you take out the negativity from mishpat, when you're able to get rid of all the ra of mishpat, what you're left with is the chesed and the rachamim. Ki mishpat amuda dam tzeisa. Because mishpat is not gvura. Gvura is on the left side. Mishpat is the middle pillar. That's what it's called. It's in the middle. Yaakov Avinu, like we learned earlier, Shekolul Rachmei Vedina, which combines Chesed and Din, Eish Umayim, fire and water. Because this secret that's brought in the Kavonas of the Arizal, which we mentioned earlier, related to Kriya Shema Lamito and related to Rosh Hashanah, Shebitchila Koidem Hanesira Heim Ocher Bocher. We mentioned that before Zeranpin and Malchus are sliced apart, before that Nesira, they're attached back to back. Ve'oz Zeranpin Kolul Mechasodem Ugvurois. And at that point in time, Zeranpin is a combination of Chesed and Gvura. U'b'shas Hanesira, during the time when they're being sliced apart, Shenasa al yedei Hashena b'chol laila, which takes place, the way we enable that to happen is by going to sleep every night. V'chein b'Rosh Hashanah, and it happens also on Rosh Hashanah. Al yedei ze nimshochin kol hagvurois lahamalchus. What happens then is that all the gvurois are passed down to the malchus. V'nishar ze'er anpin kuloi chasodim levad. And Zeranpin remains pure chesed. All the gvurois have been unloaded, have been removed from Zeranpin. Either it bypassed Zeranpin, as we learned earlier, Bina sent it down to Malchus, or whatever gvurois were in Zeranpin are also passed on to the Malchus. So that now Zeranpin remains just chesed. Hainu kanal, as we explained earlier, shebitchilo mo'irin eish hamishpot kedei lisroifes hora shelo yisaches beliboy. One of the first steps is that the person who's building this heichal hakodesh, the person who's being makarev the people, has to activate the fire of mishpot in order to destroy, to burn the ra, that it should not be able to attach itself to his heart. The ra of all of those people who he's being makarev, which would want to attach itself to his heart, he turns on that esh hamishpat to burn them away. V'acharkach nimshach kol ho'esh shubachinas gvurois lahamalchus shubachinas heichal hakodesh kanal. Once that ra has succeeded in eliminating, once that esh of mishpat has succeeded in eliminating the ra, now that esh goes into the Heichal HaKodesh, which is another word for Malchus, as we learned in the previous Shurim. We mentioned that that Malchus is another term for that Heichal HaKodesh, or the Shekhinah. Those are all similar terms. The Shekhinah, the Malchus, the Heichal HaKodesh. Ve'oz nishar hamishpot bebechinas meimei hachasodim levad, bechinas rachamim. So now that this fire has been unloaded, the person who's being makar of all of these people, he turned on the Seish HaMishpot through his hispoidus, through his auditing himself and everything, and then that Eish HaMishpot went to the Heichal HaKodesh. Now he no longer has that fire, that Eish, that Din. Now he's left with the Chesed, with the Rachmonis. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Rachmecho Rabim Hashem, that once the mishpat does what it's supposed to do, what remains is the rachmecho rabim Hashem. V'ze bechinas hatvilo shel ager achar amila. And this will also explain why after the ger has the bris mila, afterwards we said, which the bris mila was that eish hamishpat, the knife, the cherev noikemes nekam bris. We had brought all kinds of associations showing that the knife of the bris milah is the sinyan of gvurois, dinin, mishpat. Once that's done, then he's ready to toivel in the mikvah. Again, achra milah, shubachinas eish hamishpat, cherev pifiyos kanal, bachinas kise kanal, v'acharkach, shechoit chenora, shehu orla, aide cherev pifiyos kanal. Once we've removed the orla through that sword, that knife, acharkach nishar hamishpot bebechinas rachamim. And then the mishpot has unloaded, it's gotten rid of its gevura, it's used its gevura properly. Now what's left in the mishpot is rachmonis, chesed. Bechinas meimei hachasodim, וזהו בחינס התפילה במקווה של ממסור. This is the toiling in the mikvah that the ger does. וזהו בחינס הורחיצה במים או התפילה בכל בויקר. And this is also the concept of a Jew bathing himself and toiling every morning. We spoke about the tzitzis and tefillin before. Now Rav Nosson throws in also the toiling, the going into the mikvah or bathing oneself in the morning to remove the ra. That bathing with hot water, warm water, is drawing that eish hanishbot to remove the dirt, the sweat, the ra, and thereby leave what remains within the mishpat after that is the meimei hachesed. V'ze b'chinas ma shekosa b'zohar HaKodesh. This is what the Zohar HaKodesh says, katporis leil yagad foho, when the nighttime spreads its wings, when the nighttime spreads out, the darkness, azai mistatmin taren de Gan Eden, then the gates of Gan Eden close up, v'nimuse gardine nafkin bi'alma, and all kinds of forces of tumah, klipois, are running around in the world. The alma isnaheg biyodo de matronisa. And at that point in time, the world is being led and controlled by the queen, the matronisa, not by the king, by the queen. Hainu kanal. This is like we learned earlier. Ki balailo nistalkin hamoichin. At nighttime is a time when the light leaves, the moichin, the sechel leaves. Most people go to sleep. When a person goes to sleep, the brain shuts down pretty much. Shehu b'chinas sharei Gan Eden. The sechel, the light, the moichin, another term for that is the gates of Gan Eden. Because what is Gan Eden? Gan Eden is a beautiful place of light that exudes light. V'hu b'chinas histalkus hamishpot lemala l'Hashem Yisborach. And this is what we mentioned earlier, that during the nighttime, the Jewish courts are not in session. Because the klipos, the darkness, the sitrachor is so strong, we're afraid to be doing the mishpat ourselves. So therefore, we give up, the mishpat goes up to Hashem. When we say our moichin leave, it means the mishpat leaves. Because we said earlier that mishpat is dependent on moichin. The ability to judge, the whole power of judgment, is dependent on seichel, brains. You have to have seichel to be able to judge properly. Vazai gardine nimusin nafkin, and then all kinds of creepy crawlers come out, the klipos, the sitra achra. Vaoz alma isnag biyodo de matronisa, and then the world is led by the queen. Who is the queen? Shehu bechinas malchus. That's the malchus. Bechinas kiseanal, the throne that we mentioned earlier. Bechinas shame, which corresponds to the name Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchusa, we mentioned. Bechinas Igula, that's the circle. Remember, the Malchus was 60. We quoted a pasuk, Shishim Heima Malachos. 60 they are Malchus, that's the circle. Bechinas Samach, Bechinas Heichal HaKodesh. That's this Heichal HaKodesh, which is another word for Malchus. That's who's in charge during the nighttime. Ki Moisrin Lo Koyach HaMishpot, because Hashem gives over the power of Mishpat to the Malchus, he passes on that those Gvurois, that Mishpat, that din to the Malchus, Lasois Nekoma Bagoyim, to take revenge from the Goyim. It was for the Malchus to go behind enemy lines, paratrooper, to go into the place of the Sitra Achra during the nighttime and rescue all kinds of sparks of Kedusha that can be pulled out from there.